Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burks. The throw from Hasse and he is safe. Burks steals second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett bunts between the mound and first base. Bannister scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Burks moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burks scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Guillen. Rice moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill misplays the ball. That's an error on Hill. Owen scores. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Burks moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey bunts towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Barrett covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks. Royster reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. Hassie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burks, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Royster hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive towards short. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Owen bunts towards short. Gielen misplays the ball. That's an error on Gielen. Buckner moves to second. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to third. Owen moves to second. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wynn, and towards Gielen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckner scores. Owen moves to third. Burks moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs is walked intentionally. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkovich pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkovich moves to third. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gielen is walked intentionally. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Fred Manrique. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Jerry Royster now playing second base. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan is hit by the pitch. Ray Searage now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob James now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Sambito now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive beyond short. Dillon can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. James fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Spike Owen. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.